Good morning. This is Merkel with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, August 24th. And then as this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and three quarters, September wheat down 2 1/4 cents, and November beans down 5 3/4 cents. Currently, we've got gold down $13 an ounce, silver down 23 cents an ounce. Crude oil is currently down 81 cents a barrel, with the dollar up 22 ticks. A little bit of pressure overnight, lower metals, higher dollar. I think part of it's the Pro Farmer Tour. The bean numbers, you know, certainly the pod counts are high and expecting a big crop there. Some people think we could be higher than the USDA estimate. The corn, it's, you know, showing some problems, you know, on the fringe states where we'd expect it to see it, South Dakota, Ohio. But as we start to move in closer to the Midwest, I think we're going to see much better yields. Now, the Pro Farmer Tour has a habit of underestimating this bean crop. I think it's 10 out of the last 12 years they've been underestimated. So whatever numbers they come in with, people are going to add some to that. And I think that's what's putting a little bit of pressure on the corn market here as well. Wheat, we need to see some good export business. We haven't been competitive in the latest tenders out there. So that's still a little bit of a problem. We're getting down to that support range of $4 in the September wheat. If we start closing under $4, under really $3.99, it opens the door for lower prices there in the wheat market. So hopefully we can hold here and see some kind of a bounce. Corn's been trying to bounce. Wheat's been trying to bounce for the last 2 or 3 days. The beans still trying to bounce it here. We've got to get through the bearishness of what I think is going to be a pretty bearish Pro Farmer Tour out there. Now, we did have a sale of 101,000 metric tons of corn to unknown out here. That could be a little bit helpful. Funds are still short corn and wheat. I was hoping that this technical bottom was going to be enough to try to shake some of these funds in and get us a little bit higher prices. But so far, we haven't really seen that out here. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. Pro Farmer is going to be a little bit bearish. We're getting more rains. There's talk about a hurricane hitting in the Gulf. Depending on which model you want to listen to, that'll bring more rains to Louisiana where they don't need it. So there's still some problems out here. Again, I'm more bullish down here for the next several weeks than I am bearish. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.